From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A Los Angeles jury is hearing closing arguments today in a bizarre double murder trial involving two elderly women. They're charged with taking out life insurance policies on homeless men and then killing them. Prosecutors say the women stood to collect millions until their scheme fell apart. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
75-year-old Olga Ruderschmidt and 77-year-old Helen Golay have been in federal custody for the past 2 years. Now the two gray-haired women sit before a jury accused of having masterminded a ruthless scam that left two homeless men dead.
They recruited homeless men, signed them up for life insurance policies, and then staged hit-and-run accidents where they killed them.
Prosecutor Robert Grace from the DA's office says Golay and Ruderschmidt collected nearly $3 million in insurance money on the men, 50-year-old Kenneth McDavid and 73-year-old Paul Vados. In separate incidents, both men were run over in West Los Angeles alleys. Prosecutor Grace says the women found their victims outside a church in Hollywood that serves free meals for the homeless.
They recruited people that needed either food or shelter. They got them to sign up for life insurance policies, and then eventually they were killed.
And are you saying that they killed them?
Defendants are tied circumstantially to their murders.
As evidence, prosecutors showed the jury multiple insurance policies, naming Ruderschmidt as their cousin and Golay as their fiancé, documents with the men's signatures forged with rubber stamps. Also, DNA evidence from the car that allegedly ran over the men. During the trial, 47-year-old Jimmy Covington took the stand to say he escaped being another of their victims. Outside the courtroom, he described how he, too, was approached by Ruderschmidt, claiming she had a partner.
Yeah, she came up to me, asked me if I was homeless, and asked me if told me that she worked as someone that can help homeless people get places to live and benefits and little money if I qualified.
Just like McDavid and Vados, Covington said he was set up with a place to sleep at night. There was one catch, though. Covington says in exchange, he had to fill out some paperwork.
It was about where I was born, what my ID number was, what my name was, what my Social Security number and my mother's maiden name. And after several days, she started getting too personal. I told her no, and that's when she got irate. And then her eyes bugged out, and she used to scream and slam the door. And I wouldn't fill any more personal information out, and she wasn't giving me any daily money. And then finally, I just left.
L.A. police and FBI agents say Covington was one of the lucky ones who got away from Golay and Ruderschmidt, who reportedly took out life insurance policies on at least five men.
This is brutal. This isn't 70-some-year-old women. These are just criminals, just flat-out criminals.
Dennis Kilcoyne is the LAPD detective who investigated the McDavid and Vados murders.
I personally believe that, yes, they are the ones who did it. The men were drugged. They were laying out, and they were both basically slowly bulldozed over. And just what a horrific way to die.
Kilcoyne says after their arrest in 2006, the women were placed in a police detective room that was bugged.
And they're in there, and they go at each other like just convicts, just common thieves.
You were greedy. That's the problem. That's why I got angry. We had no problem with the relationship. You pay me and be nice and don't make extra things. I was doing everything for you.
In the video, which was played for the jury, Golay and Ruderschmidt argue about money and the insurance policies.
Now remember the bottom line.
And I was the cousin, you're the fiancé, baloney.
The defendants are both pleading not guilty. They have separate lawyers. Ruderschmidt's attorney isn't calling any witnesses. Golay's counsel tried to call half a dozen people to the stand, but the judge wouldn't allow them. That left Golay's lawyer, Roger John Diamond, to present a surprise theory.
Who murdered Mr. McDavid? Who did this dastardly act? Who did it? Keisha Golay, Helen Golay's daughter.
Diamond suggested Golay wasn't even capable of such a crime.
But Helen Golay is a little old lady.
Golay's daughter is not on trial for the murder, but the jury will soon decide the fate of her mother and her mother's alleged partner, two septuagenarians who face the rest of their lives behind bars if they're convicted. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.